So on Friday evening, we had a fabulous outside broadcast from the start of the APSA Cape Epic mountain bike race. We were on the rugby fields at UCT on Friday, and more than 600 teams now are well on their way into what is an eight-day grueling race through the Western Cape. It finishes again on Sunday at the same spot. Let's catch up with the head of sponsorship at APSA. That's Mthunzi Jonas, who's on the line to us from Sierra in the Western Cape. How are things going so far, Mthunzi? Is everybody staying upright when they're supposed to be?
Good evening, Bruce. I've just left the race village and some of the riders are not standing upright, but most of them are. We just had a fantastic day's racing. And, you know, stage one's complete. We've still got a couple more stages to go leading up to Sunday. And it's been really great. You know, There's been a lot of disruption in and around live sports events. The APSA Cape Epic was significantly disrupted last year in March. So to actually have the event taking place and seeing the riders go out, you know, seeing them working as hard as they do to complete the respective stages is incredibly satisfying and testament to a lot of work that's been done on our side as well as with the Cape Epic race organizers.
I mean, what is the brand alignment? Do you just like going there to watch people suffer? Or is there something deeper and more meaningful than that?
Well, there's an alignment of values, right? And we've got a 15-year partnership, which places us, you know, as one of the longest-standing sponsorship relationships. And, you know, as APSA, we're about the bravery to imagine and the will to get things done. So, you know, really completing 8 days of just under 700 kilometers, climbing just under 16 kilometers requires a pretty strong will. So from a values perspective, we're completely aligned, and that's what's driven the relationship. You know, with each year, we built on the previous year, and if you consider where the race was in 2006 and where it currently stands, as the premier mountain biking event in the world, it really does reflect on what is a long-standing, constructive relationship.
And what was so exciting, I mean, just talking to the event organizers on Friday evening, just from the start of the race, was just with the percentage of foreign riders who are in the mix as well, because it is a highly sought-after global event, of course, which is attracting foreign riders. I mean, 40-45% of the field is from outside of South Africa, which is a very substantial coup considering the state of the world right now.
Well, it's the pinnacle of mountain biking globally. And that international interest and participation, you know, really ties into a lot of the riders, their teams, you know, their support crews coming into the country. All of that, together with the local travel, it's about just under 80% of the total field travels from outside the Western Cape. You look at all of that, and it talks to a significant economic impact on the Western Cape itself, across the board. You know, we're traveling to a lot of the farming towns within the Western Cape, and the economic impact is significant. You know, there's an element of tourism to it. There's the competitive racing itself. There's the recreational racing, and it all sort of ties together and really talks to what is an impactful event throughout the Western Cape.
It's fabulous. Thank you, Mthunzi Jonas, who is the head of sponsorship at APSA.